patient name Natasha Schwind, NATASHASCHWIND. Date of birth 7/20/1995. Date of procedure July 27, 2024. Physician performing Bob Mohan Kama, MD. Self-referred indication dysphagia, hematochezia. Procedure performed esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsy and colonoscopy with snare polypectomy and biopsy. Description of procedure. Please enter the standard description for double procedure. Findings with upper endoscopy. Z-line 35 centimeters. Regular. Esophagus normal. Biopsy is taken from distal and proximal esophagus for EOV. Stomach mild. Erythema noted in the antrum. Biopsy is taken from antrum and body separately for Helicobacter pylori. Duodenum normal. Biopsy is taken for celiac disease. Colonoscopy exam. Withdrawal time 6 minutes. Boston Bowel preparation score. 1 for ascending colon. 1 for transverse colon. 2 for descending colon. Prep. Poor quality for detailed mucosal exam. Cecum 1 cm sessile polyp was noted. This was removed by cold snare. However, this polyp was not retrieved as it got missed among the fecal matter. Small to medium-sized external hemorrhoids noted on retroflex view. Impression, possible mild gastritis in antrum, cecum polyp, small to medium external hemorrhoids, poor prep in the colon, inhibiting detailed mucosal exam. Plan, follow up in the office to discuss procedure results and biopsy results. Continue present medications, avoid trigger foods, avoid NSAIDs. Based on patient's clinical symptom, if a repeat colonoscopy is warranted, then I recommend strict liquid diet the day before the procedure. In brackets, patient ate a sandwich a day prior to the current procedure, bracket close. Otherwise, age-appropriate screening colonoscopy recommended at age 45. End of dictation.